This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a big company in this economy, you're doing all right. Profits are good. The big picture economy is strong enough and job creation is pretty solid. For startups, though, it's the other way around. Startup activity overall is down by about half from the 1980s. That's according to the Kauffman Foundation. And a Federal Reserve Bank of New York study out today highlights some of the problems that startups are having getting financing. And here is the why it matters line. According to the New York Fed, startups account for, and this is a quote, nearly all net new job creation in the U.S. economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman unpacks that one.
Startup businesses, especially high-growth startups that plan to enter a new market or disrupt an existing one, are the engines of economic expansion in the U.S., says Claire Kramer Mills at the New York Fed.
Startups play a really outsized role in the U.S. economy. They have generated nearly all net job creation, and they play a vital role in innovation.
The Kauffman Foundation has crunched the employment numbers. VP for Entrepreneurship Victor Wang says big legacy companies do create jobs, but they also hit a certain size and stop growing, or downsize and close plants.
The big businesses tend to be more stable. They don't tend to create the number of jobs that you really need.
Whereas the highest growth startups, in their first 5 years, are responsible for most of the net employment increase, explains Jeffrey Soll at the University of New Hampshire Center for Venture Research. He says those startups
start small, but are adding jobs and creating wealth and scaling up to increasing their market share. So those are the real job generators.
Rana Lustian's new business is one of them. She's a former pastry chef, and her 4-year-old L.A.-based dessert company is called Edible, with gourmet cookie dough in groceries in California and Texas, and 3 employees so far.
We're still running the business pretty lean, but we're looking to grow our team.
One thing she's not looking for yet, outside bank or investor financing. That's something the New York Fed report says many startups struggle to get.
Raising money is a full-time job, and I haven't quite been able to manage running the business and going out there and raising money.
And for startups to generate jobs and grow, experts say access to capital needs to be in the mix. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.